I want to thank all of you for joining us this morning and for jumping on this call. The reason for this call is we have California farmer Carlos Castaneda joining us from Washington, D.C. He participated in a press conference earlier this morning, reacting to the release of a report this morning outlining the impact of labor shortages on our U.S. agriculture production and our call for immigration reform from the ag community. So with that, I'd love to turn the time over to Carlos so he can share with you a little bit of information about this morning's press conference in Washington, D.C., and also his thoughts on immigration reform and the importance on U.S. ag production. Carlos?
Yes, good morning. So my name is Carlos Castaneda, and I've been in farming since 1991. Prior to that, my father was in farm labor from the 1960s up until, well, just recently. And so we're pretty deeply rooted in the farming community. I don't know how much longer we'll be in it because this lack of labor has been devastating for agriculture. So this morning's press conference was absolute breath of fresh air, seeing how much importance has been placed on this and how much attention. Well, it gives us hope that something's going to change or that our Congress is going to act on immigration reform bill. Shortages last year, just to give you a couple statistics, last year we averaged about 28% shortage, and by that what I mean is about 28% of our production could not be harvested. And when we're talking vegetables, which is a pretty labor-intensive crop, you need skilled labor to harvest and pack it. And when you have all that cost in the ground from, you know, seed to production, that can be a pretty, you know, pretty rough loss for any farmer. So we're seeing that farmers in our area are planting less in order to be well prepared for the lack of the availability of labor. Now, is there any specific questions or any direction you'd like me to go in with this, Sarah?
Well, Carlos, would you mind just expanding a little bit more on how, you know, the labor shortage is impacting your personal business?
Certainly. Since 1991, when our business was founded, I want to clarify on a misconception because most of the misconception starts with, you know, why not hire local labor? And as you know, how alarmingly high unemployment rates were over the past few years since our the recession that we went through, we did not get a single applicant, coming to us, and now that things are getting better, the economy seems to be taking steps in the right direction. We're curious to see, you know, where this is going to end up because we see that now we're going to have more industries competing with labor. Construction, for example, we see them picking up a few more employees that are working with us. And our employees make pretty darn good money. We pay what's called a piece rate. So our employees can make, depending on productivity, $15 to $20 an hour at average, which is, you know, a pretty darn good income. But we have not been able to fill our crews to the capacity that we need. So as mentioned earlier, you know, being 25% short means that we're farming 25% less. So when you speak of how that's going to affect us as a nation, well, with supply and demand, quite simply, you've seen the cost of all other farming commodities go through the roof. This is going to be no exception. I see the cost continuing to go up. You know, when my wife and I go grocery shopping, it certainly is affecting the pocketbook. So I can only see this problem getting worse if our Congress fails to do something about this, because I do believe Senate Bill 744 does address every one of our needs. It addresses our current immigration issues and addresses a guest worker program. I'm quite pleased with the hard work that the bipartisan bill has done, and I really wish the House would just bring it to the floor so we can get a vote on that.
Thank you. And what were your thoughts on, just today's, press event? Obviously, I know you're here representing California and the farmers from California, and just wanted to know what your thoughts were on the press conference in terms of the other participants and, you know, maybe some additional things that that you learned or were brought out that you think, you know, would be helpful for the press to know?
You know, it was absolutely a great feeling to be part of this panel, because there's members on this panel that represent different states and our great nation, and to hear that they are going through the same issues that we are is actually it's a good feeling. I mean, it's a bummer to see your fellow farmer hurting, but it's a good feeling because now we're all at the table and we're all interested in doing something together. A few years ago, as you know, California represents a big, it's one of the biggest ag states. So it comes no surprise that we're probably, yelling the loudest years ago, but now to see that other states are joining and we all have the same problem, I hope that gets enough pressure on our congressman to act.
Well, thank you so much, Carlos, for your participation in this call this morning. And if there are any other questions from our participants that maybe we didn't cover or that you think of later, please feel free to contact me. My cell phone is 408-613-8021. Again, that's 408-613-8021, and would be happy to answer any questions or get you any information that maybe we didn't cover this morning in this call.
Yeah, certainly.
Again, just want to thank you.
Yeah, if I think of anything else, I'll be sure and reach out to you. But I really do thank you on behalf of farmers of California and the states, for that matter, that you're keeping a close eye on this, and hopefully this can get people thinking about the importance of production. I mean, we have family farms here all around us, and we see this beautiful local movement. And I welcome people to come out to the farms and ask, and so they can see what we're struggling with, and I hope that can, get some more voices out there so they can call their local congressman and say, hey, we need to do something about this. So that would certainly be encouraging for us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Carlos, and thank you for your participation in the panel this morning as well. And, again, if there are any questions from our press participants this morning, please feel free to reach out to us, and we're happy to answer those. And with that, I think we'll go ahead and conclude the call. But again, thank you, everyone, for participating this morning.